We're living in the fifth dimensional consciousness, where we are creating our reality faster than we can imagine. And 95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious programming. Imagine how your life will be when that 95% subconscious programming is set to attract, manifest, and create everything you desire. Would you like help to change yours? Join Tamara Oviatt in Living in Fifth Dimensional Consciousness here on OM Times every week, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming process that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Join her now for Living in the Fifth Dimensional Consciousness.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. I am so excited to be recording this on Zoom and having you guys live on with me. This is what's so important to me, is connecting with everybody. So the way I was doing it wasn't working. This is what's important to me. I was so excited last week when we recorded Judy's, and I'm so excited just to talk and share with you guys today. There's just so many changes happening of excitement. And I really want to focus on that, to focus on what we desire to create in our lives and in the world. I mean, that's how we do it. We have to watch who we're listening to and the messages that are coming through to us. How do they make us feel? Does it make us feel good? Or does it make us feel bad? Because if the messages you're listening to make you feel bad, don't listen to them. I tuned into one of my mentors of a long time today, and I was blown away by what she was saying. And it was really negative, and it was like conscious programming of living in fear and fear of the future, saying that we wouldn't get world peace in our lifetime. And I was just absolutely blown away. And she meant it, and that was her belief system. But we do get world peace. I know we do. I know we get there in our lifetime. Archangel Michael promised me that. He came to me in a church, Michael's Church in Cornwall, St. Michael's Mount. You had to take a little boat out. I went into the church and he told me to sit down, and I did. And he told me, he materialized in front of me, and he said, I will see world peace in my lifetime. And I believe that. I completely and totally believe that. And we can tip the scale. Like in the song I was playing before we started recording by Miko Sankey, if you guys want to hear it, we'll put it in the replay link. It can happen really fast. And we're the creators of it, because we are the collective consciousness. We are connected to every soul on this planet. And our thoughts matter. Our focus on happiness matters. Our focus on joy matters. Redirecting our day matters if we're going off. I mean, because 95% of our lives are ran by our subconscious programming, right? And your subconscious programming is all that collective consciousness stuff and all those programs and all those belief systems. A lot of them you picked up on, a lot you didn't. I mean, because there's collective consciousnesses for everything. The fear, the suffering, those are huge. The abundance, the health, those are smaller. So you got to work more to get into that frequency to run those instead, but you can. You're like a computer and you have these old programs. And the computer is full of all these old programs. And you got to update them. Because just like in the background of your computer, it needs all those programs to run. You need your programs to run. It's the same thing. So when we upgrade our programs, our 95%, our subconsciousness that's running our life is now running your life in a better way, in a more creative way, in a more of what you want. You can do this. And every time you take time out to reprogram yourself, you can do it yourself. Everybody can do it themselves. And you can also receive help to do it. I mean, we're all in this together. We're all part of the puzzle. We're all part of the program. And we all assist each other all the time. So I want to help you today redo some programs and reprogram some of those belief systems about this being a dream and you having no power over it. Because if you believe it's just a dream, then how do you have power to create in your dream? You just watch it, right? You're just a watcher of the dream. So when we change that, we change your ability to take more control of your life and what happens and how you go forward and what's going on and what's thrown at you. So I'm so excited you're here. I am going to open this up to questions, and we are going to run some activations at the end of this. So I am here for you. I am here to assist you in expanding your consciousness, becoming into your power, where you feel happy and joyful. It's all you have to do. That's it. There's nothing else to do unless you choose to. But if you can achieve 55% of your day in happiness, I mean, just 55% of your day in happiness, and just start redirecting yourself when you catch yourself going into those subconscious programs, right? Because they start running. You go, wait a minute, stop. Redirect. I do what brings me joy. And breathe. And get excited. And dance. I sing a song, Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy. You can't sing that song without laughing. I mean, look at you. You're all laughing at me now. Happy, happy, joy, joy. And it changes your energy field. I've had people tell me that they're driving down the street going, happy, happy, joy, joy, because they're like really frustrated, you know. And then after a few minutes or less than that, they start laughing. So sing to yourself and laugh. We'll do it later. I'm going to keep going right now. I'm not going to break out in song in the middle of this. So there's so many different ways in our lives that we get lost in. And it's important to bring yourself back to your center. So you're back in charge of creating yourself and not spinning out over in this area. Because there's those programs that sometimes keep running, and then they get better. You know, my husband and I got in this little tiff the other day, or this conversation, And we both went into our program, and it's a repeat program. And I started laughing about it. You know, I went over to him, told him I wasn't mad at him, and gave him a kiss. And he's like, I'm not mad at you either. And it's like, we're better than we were 2 years ago. But it's still those programs, they're getting less and they're more in control, and the frustration doesn't last or anything else like that. That's major progress. I look forward to them disappearing completely, which, you know, it's, I mean, seriously, a year is pretty darn good without, you know, having a conversation like that. And I'm sharing this with you is because all relationships are self relationships, and it's our programs. And what we're putting out there is how people respond to us. And all we have to do is work on ourselves to have better relationships. It's a better relationship with you and your body, better relationships at work, with your family. It all comes from us and our relationship with the world and how we are perceived in the world and how we love ourselves in the world. How do we feel showing up? How do we feel around other people? Those are so important to how we feel within ourselves. We matter. Every single one of us matter. Every single one of us is important. Every single one of us is affecting the collective consciousness. Every single one of us has the power to move mountains. And our love for ourselves matters. Because as long as we don't love ourselves, we can't love other people. And we can't love the world. So truly, the only thing we have to do is heal ourselves, to work on ourselves. And it affects all of your relationships. Every single one of them. And people smile at you, or they remember you, or they start talking to you because you have an open heart. They're attracted to your light, and all you have to do is smile. That's it. Smiling at someone could make their week. I mean, maybe somebody hasn't smiled at them in months. What about you? Do you smile at you? Do you say, I love you? Do you allow love into your heart? I used to not be able to let love into my heart. I pushed people away. Do you know I broke up with a guy I was totally in love with when I was young because I heard not yet. And then I married someone I wasn't in love with. And then divorced him and stayed single for 24 years. Except a couple short relationships. And anybody I loved, I pushed them away. I pushed Mike away twice, 24 years ago, and then 23 years ago. Who are you pushing away from you? Are you pushing yourself away? Or are you shutting yourself down? I want to help you change these relationship beliefs with yourself. I know I said about living in 5D, and this is exactly what I'm talking about, is loving yourself. And this is how we live in 5D, because our consciousness and subconsciousness programs, we are so strong that we create what we focus on. And we're so powerful. And the more powerful we are, the faster we create programs. It's true. Sometimes it sucks. It's like, damn, I created that. come on, you guys, you know what I mean. We're not victims. We are here. This is one thing the mentor said also that I really like. We are here at this time, at this incredible moment, this most important time on planet Earth, right here and right now. And it is. It is the most important time on planet Earth right now. And we came here to help just by being us and radiating out love. That's all we have to do. You don't have to be seen or heard. You just have to radiate love. It's all you have to do. And it's so powerful. Just by doing that, you're affecting thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. Just you. So taking time out, even if it's just 3 minutes a day, to shine your light within you and in the world. Because you are creating what you're focusing on in the world and in your life. So your alignment with you is so important. And you will see all of your outside relationships start to shift. And people will start honoring you and loving you. And you will allow it. It's funny, the guy I pushed away 24 years ago, I let him in my life 2.5 years ago. And I had to really work on not pushing him away again. Because I really love him. And it's been a process. And the more I work on myself, the better our relationship gets. I mean, at the beginning, it was like, holy cow. You know? And then I realized, you know, I'm creating all of this. So the more you work on yourself, because see, everybody's a mirror out there. So you just got to work on yourself about how you feel about it, what they're projecting to you. You know, why are they projecting that to you? Why are you looking at this belief system in the world and getting angry about it or fearful? Because when you do that, you create that energy. You support that energy. And remember when I said that, you know, the collective consciousness of different energies are there. And that fear energy, that anger energy, they're huge. God showed me this when I did Out of the Mind Matrix 4 years ago. That if fruit were the collective consciousness of fear, it'd be the size of a big watermelon, it's big 20-pound watermelons. And if love, true love, cleared, was the size of a blueberry, So it's much easier to see the watermelon or to connect into the watermelon than it is the blueberry. The cool thing is, the more you plug into the blueberry, the bigger it gets. And the more you let go of the fear, it shrinks because it's no longer being fed the energy. It's all out there to suck you in. I've seen a few mentors go to the dark side. She's not the first one. She doesn't understand she is, but she's bringing in some misinformation. And she has a huge following. It's important what you listen to and the messages you're getting. And even if you love them and you don't agree with their message, skip that one. Don't let it permeate you because you see them as a mentor. Even me, if you don't agree with me and you don't like what I'm saying, you know, skip that part. Don't get angry at them. That doesn't help. Just send them love and move on. Or they, again, have another good message. It's so important to how you guys are spending your time. It means so much for you to focus on things that bring you joy. Cooking, gardening, walking, swimming, painting, singing. That time of creation is incredibly important for you. Even if you start off with 3 minutes a day. I started painting again. And I have a new book coming out, Animal Akashic Records book. So I'm going to paint the cover. And I've got 3 new books coming out soon. So I've got 3 covers to paint. So I'm excited about it. I did. I'll have to show you guys the painting. I'll have a link down here. Or you can get it from us. It's, well, now I have to show it to you. I painted this funny painting and I'm like, what the heck, man? Isn't it cute? Anyways, I painted this and I'm like, okay. And then I heard my guide say, call it the magic tree. And I went, okay. And then last week or the week before, I was talking to a group, a teaching I do in Japan online. And I was told during the call to tell them to write on the tree, print it out and write on it, 3 things you want to create, that it was the magic tree. It helps you create your intentions. So if you guys want, you can get it. Oh, you got one. Oh my God, how cute. You got your stuff on it. Perfect. I need to print mine out and look at it every day and look at those 3 things on it. And you look at the tree, you have to laugh, you know, and that's just fantastic energy. It's the magic tree. So like I was saying, you guys need to focus every day. Add that in. From our website, we'll have it for you, Michael. Yeah, we'll send it out in an email. Yeah, that's a great idea. So if you're on my email list, we'll send it out in an email. So if you take part of your day, and you don't have to use this tree, of course, but put 3 things up that you wish to create. And get excited and focus on them. I've always done that with great success. I made this table one time out of clay figures. I cut everything out and I baked it. And then I had all these pieces and I didn't know what to do with it. So I had a coffee table frame, but I didn't have a top on it. So I bought a piece of wood and I plastered all these things in. I'm not saying that right. And it was all made out of clay. And it was me and my kids and this really hot guy and, you know, a couple of my dogs I had at the time in this house. And this house had this clay red door. I painted this. And it was a really mucky red when it came out. I'm like, ah, bummer. But it was this like little house with a stream in front of it. This is all made out of clay that I did. And I made this table. And one day I said, God, where's my house? And I looked at my house and I was working at realtor.com at the time. And I saw this house online for sale. And it was in Westlake. It was like 15 minutes from my work, but it was set. It's where they filmed the first Robin Hood. It's called Sherwood Forest. And it was back in all these oak trees. I had over 20 oak trees on my land there. I mean, it was an amazing place. So one day I'm looking at this and I said, God, where's my house? And then at realtor.com, I see this house. I contact the realtor and I buy the house. First house I looked at. And then when I was moving in, I was walking that table through the front door. The door on the table and the door on my house was exactly the same murky red color. I mean, exactly. And it was like the setting on my table because I had all these trees and a stream, and across the street from my house was a stream. In the mountains and everything. So I put this on a table and I looked at it all the time with joy. And I created that in my life. All it takes is a little bit of time of happiness and joy while you're focusing on that thing. You are very, very powerful. So what is it in your life you wish to create? With joy and happiness. So we're going to talk more about that when we come back. I did say Q&A, but I want to keep running because I'm in a mode. So I want to keep going, but we have to take a break. Okay. So when I come back, I'm going to be running some activations on relationships. And thank you, Kathy. I'll take you on the call when we come back and a bunch of other stuff. So this is going to be like a full-on masterclass with me, Minnie, but we're going to definitely run some really good activations, and I look forward to talking to you in a few minutes. Thank you.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust, spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on Om Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive Om Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. Om Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, She also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life, money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk a mile in my shoes.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. I'm so excited you're here today, and I'm really enjoying doing this on Zoom. If you're watching this and you weren't on the live Zoom call, you're watching a replay, but you can join in the live Zoom call by joining on my website, and we'll send you the links. This is absolutely free. And we're doing it every Tuesday. Sometimes I'm having guests on. Sometimes it's just me. And connecting with you guys and doing this is so exciting for me. So excited you're all here. So if you want to be here, make sure you sign up and we'll send you the links. And then we'll also send you 7 free activations. You can check it out on the website. I'm not going to go over what activations are included right now because we're on a roll. I talked a lot about relationships at the beginning of the call. So I want to run some activations on relationships. We're going to run family constellations. This activation totally changed my life with my family. I love them all now. And I could go on and on and on and on what's changed. And I've heard from a lot of people that parents not talking to their children for 2 years, their kids call them the next day after this activation, or long lost father shows up, or all kinds of different things happen, you know. So I'm really excited to run this for you. And I'm also going to add in soulmate, fear of your own power, healthy boundaries, so we're going to start there. And if you're totally new to this, I connect to source energy. This changes your belief systems through your genetics, future, and past lives. It doesn't recreate when it's gone. It will continue shifting out of you until it is gone. Could take days, weeks, even months sometimes, but it keeps shifting up and you keep feeling better and better and better. It's metaprogramming. So what it's doing is clearing your hard drive and rewiring the software. It's intelligent. It continues to rewire your belief systems so that the 95% of your life that is running your life is better equipped to create for you better things. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to clear out some old programs. So family constellation, soulmate, fear of your own power, and healthy boundaries. The only thing you have to do is, I prefer you to close your eyes. So you can just, instead of focusing on me or anything around you, you're allowing whatever inner thoughts to come up. You cannot do this wrong. I'm connecting now. I'm going to be silent for a few moments while I do this. been asked to add in to clear anger and resentment. Soulmate. This helps if you're in a loving relationship. It helps it even get better. Fear of your own power. Also, somebody requested about stop giving their power away. That's Bleeding Heart. It's the name of this activation. I'm running this now. Yeah, Leonard just said he's one of the practitioners, sacred activations. Get your keys back. So this, stop giving people the keys to program you or take advantage of you or control you in any way. Healthy boundaries. Let's just bring in the energy. I am in my power. And universal life grid, which will put a protective shield around you so you're not picking up on other people's energies. Okay, bring your energy into Mother Earth. Feeling that love, peace, joy, and happiness go through every single cell of your body. I'm so excited how we've changed things up. We were going live before, but I couldn't interact with any of you guys because on live TV, there could be mistakes. So with guests and stuff. So it was important not to have any guests on, but this way I get to connect with you guys and talk to you and look at you. And this means the world to me that you showed up and spending your time to come on here live with me. I really love you guys. I thank you so much for showing up. And connecting with me, it means so much to me. It really does. And us shifting each other and connecting as a community is so important for the collective consciousness. Remember, you and only you can decide how to spend your time. How are you spending your time? Yes, time, the time of this call is the same every week. But in February, there will be a special time because I'm going to be interviewing Neil Donald Walsh. I'm so excited. And so we'll have to change the time of the interview to fit his schedule. So that one will be a different time. Anyways, I've got an amazing guest coming up next week and all about the Akashic Records. He's really an incredible man, and I don't have his name in front of me. Maybe I should have said that. Let me look at it. I'm really sorry. I'm bad at names. It's not you, because I know you're amazing. And I don't want to say it wrong. So yeah, Gary Bonnell, Akashic Records. Super excited to talk to him. All right. Destin Reed. I will ask to unmute. Hi, honey.
Hi, Tamara. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful for this. I don't mean to be all about me, but in this moment, I don't feel present. And I'm not even sure I'm fully embodied because I'm feeling like other stuff going on. And I'm just wondering if we could find out where I'm at and pull me out of there back to me.
Okay. I can run total body connection activation, and what I just ran is really going to help you line up and connect, sweetheart. How long have you been feeling that way?
I'm going to say, like, I noticed it. I woke up in the middle of the night because I was having some disturbances in the night, and I would say it happened probably sometime within the nighttime. Okay. Because I went back to bed and I was like trying to get present, trying to get in my body and to feel complete. And I haven't really felt complete. And I've been working all morning to get there is what I'm trying to say. Okay. And I don't feel there yet.
All right. And you know what? It could be that you are going to be on the show and you've got a bunch of shifts going on too, because even planning on being on this, it could start shifting you. So we'll bring you back into your body. Okay. And connect to that. That's total body connection. So thank you, sweetheart. Does anybody else have any questions or anything they'd like to share? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and run this activation for her and everybody else. It's called total body connection. And this activation, I wasn't in my body at all. And I was doing this event in Colorado, and I did this activation called Total Body Connection. And then I was walking down, and it was a new activation for me. And I was walking down the street, and I could barely, I shouldn't say I could barely walk, I could walk. But the way it felt, I'd never felt in my feet before until then. So I was walking really weird, going, wow, this is really weird to be in a human body, because I was always hanging out of my body. And so a lot of us get scattered and aren't totally present in our bodies, and it is important to be. So connect, just connect into your heart. And I'm going to run Total Body Connection. And also Mother Earth activation. Hi, honey. Yeah, we're doing a class on that right now. I'll talk about that in a minute. Just keep going into Mother Earth, you guys. Feeling calmer. Okay, good. So thank you everybody for joining me today. Somebody talked about feeling better in their skin. I'm doing Empowered Healers program right now. That will really help you with that. There's tons of activations. We're doing the last one this Saturday, but they're all available individually. If there's any of them you want to get, super powerful program. I am starting practitioner training up again next year in January, if anybody's interested in becoming a practitioner. Super powerful. It starts in January. And we'll be doing it all next year, different classes. I'm also teaching in Japan also next year again. I'm really excited about that. I'm so honored with what's happening in my life. And I'm here to help you guys love what's going on in your life too. And sometimes that's going to include guests. And I have some really amazing guests coming up. And sometimes it's going to include this, where I get to do a lot of activations for you. I'm really excited to share this with you. I'm really excited to see you in your power. And I would love to hear from you how you're doing and how things are changing in your life. I mean, print off the magic tree and put your wishes on it and focus on it and spend some time during your day doing something just for you that you love, that's important to you, where you are creating whatever that is for you. We have Total Body Connection on the website, but you can also just re-listen to this if you would like. It also might be on my YouTube channel, I'm not sure. But you guys, connect into your heart, be present, be love. Thank you so much for joining me with this this live recording. Oh, Christine, go ahead, sweetheart. I'll have to ask you to unmute. Hold on a second. Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
It has been a few years since I've been on a live call of yours. It's such a pleasure to see you and hear you like this. I like this new format.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Yeah, I just, we did a lot of work. Like a few years ago, and then I just took a break and kind of had to delve into like other things more. I don't know, I don't want to say real world, but I just had some things major stuff that shifted, that then I had to, you know, readapt my life and all that. And
I understand. Trust me. Yeah. I get it.
And then came back to it via the VIP membership probably about like 8 months ago. And then just been running all of those and going through like more major shifts. And one of the hugest blessings, actually, my birthday's in July, and I was getting my monthly sets every 20th of the month, which happens to be my birthday was July 20th. And our public-private session came out as one of the episodes in that set in July. And it was such a blessing to me because that just showed me, it was a reflection to show me how hard the universe was working to line up with me and for that to come out on my birthday. And so then I found it on the website again. It's Breaking All Karmic Ties webinar, something like that. And I was like, just really excited to have heard that again and just reminded me how far I've come. With all these activations and then listening to them again, a lot of them that I had already done, and just the layers that keep happening and just the growth. And this time today is just such a blessing. Like, I really needed this today. I was feeling really disconnected too. I could really relate to that last person. I'm so glad you ran Total Body Connection. Cause I just been like, I just been feeling really frustrated too. And just feeling like something's just got to give finally. And it's like, it's always just a little bit out of reach. So then today, like being a part of this, I was like, oh, this is something tangible that showed me that there is like this new path breaking free. Yeah. But wow, your work is just incredible. It's just incredible. And it's just, it keeps working. I just love it. Yeah. It's the best thing out there.
Wow. Thank you, sweetheart. I have goosebumps all over. Thank you so much for sharing that with me. That means so much to me. It really, really does. I absolutely love hearing people shift, you know? I mean, what could be more rewarding than that? So fantastic. It's really nice to see you. I remember you.
Yes, of course. It's me. I went by Masinda for a while, even. Like, I didn't like not like to the public or anything, but I went through that walk-in phase where, yeah, and all of that, just everything just kind of found its spot. And I'm just really much more integrated. I'm not like feeling separate so much like I was. So I really hope the other caller that was feeling disconnected can feel more connected too, because it does happen. From someone who felt totally split. Like, I felt so split at that point when I was like going through the walk-in phase, where now it just feels like it's just a different aspect of me and we're all blended. I don't have multiple personalities running.
Cause that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, it was through the trauma. It was all the trauma that I had that was just a way to survive. Pieces of me had to come apart to survive. So we have to have compassion for ourselves too. And where we were, and not be like, why couldn't you have done better? As it's just, if we could, we can't beat ourselves up.
We can't beat ourselves up at all. You know, it's important to laugh at ourselves too.
Yeah. Laughter and the joy, the happy, happy joy. I've listened to those activations when you do that. You do the happy, happy joy, and they just crack me up. We should end on happy, happy, joy together.
Okay, you guys, you ready? Oh, wait a minute. No, we have a question. I would love to do that. We only have a few minutes left. Christine, okay, thank you so much for sharing with me and reconnecting. And I'm so thrilled to hear your progress and what's changed in your life. That's fantastic. Thank you, honey. Anyways, you guys, sending you lots of love. Thank you so much for joining me today. I look forward to connecting with you guys next week. I've got Gary on, all about the Akashic Records. Super excited to talk to him. And I will see you then. Thank you.
Decision.